The Republic of Montenegro would be Europe's newest country. According to guidelines prepared by the European Union, if 50% of Montenegro's voters participate, and if 55% of them vote yes, independence will be internationally recognized. Miodrag Vlahovic, Montenegro's foreign minister, expects the referendum will succeed and independence be declared shortly thereafter.
Personally, I would prefer July 13, which is a very important date for us, as it is July 4th in America. That is the Berlin Congress 1878 date, when Montenegro was officially proclaimed and declared as the independent state.
Montenegro remained independent until it and five other South Slavic states created Yugoslavia in 1918. Following that country's collapse amid the wars of the 1990s, the looser federation of Serbia and Montenegro succeeded the rump Yugoslavia in 2002. Montenegro, no bigger than the small U.S. state of Connecticut, has only 600,000 people. It's already virtually independent, using its own money and refusing to take orders from Serbia. Foreign Minister Vlahovic says no matter what happens in the referendum, the link with Serbia is finished.
The State Union actually does not function as we speak, and it is a dead corpse.
Opinion surveys suggest that the vote will be close. Currently, about 43% favor independence, 31% oppose it, and 24% are undecided. Vladimir Gligorov is the Balkans expert at Vienna's Institute for International Economics. He believes the vote could go either way.
You should never underestimate the feeling that people may have that this is a historical chance for them to get to have their own country.
Gligorov says the referendum has important implications for Montenegro, Serbia, and the entire Balkans. A yes vote, he believes, would produce a more stable result.
Because a negative outcome doesn't actually solve anything, because next day you have to start thinking, what are our relations with Serbia?
Montenegro's pro-union with Serbia opposition says it will abide by the result of the referendum. But its leader, Predrag Bilatovic, is convinced that independence will be voted down.
I believe that after the 21st of May, the state union will continue to exist because this is the will of the people.
Serbia says it too will accept the vote of the Montenegrin people. Serbia and Montenegro speak the same language and share the same religion. Preoccupied by what it regards as the far more significant problem of Kosovo's future, Serbia thus far has chosen not to be directly involved in Montenegro's independence referendum. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.